AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate is back in session after some Democrats joined Republicans last night to move ahead a bill that could end the 40-day government shutdown. This is Majority Whip John Barrasso.
This is the right result. This is what the American people need. They need certainty. And opening the government provides that level of certainty that the American people want, especially heading into the holidays.
It's unclear when the Senate will hold final votes on the bill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is promising a mid-December vote on extension of health care tax subsidies, but there's no guarantee of success. That is the issue Democrats have been holding out over. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey says letting them run out would be costly.
So who can afford to pay $20,000 more on their health insurance and just get the notice now that it's over on December 31st and have the Republicans just walking away from that problem?
An end to the shutdown could still be days away if any senators object or drag out the process. The Trump administration is again asking the Supreme Court to keep full food aid payments on hold.
The request is the latest in a legal fight over how the program should proceed during the government shutdown. 42 million Americans receive food aid. Lower courts have ordered the government to keep all the money flowing. The Supreme Court asked the administration to respond after an appeals court ruled against it again late Sunday. The justices are expected to decide late Tuesday whether to halt those orders, amid signs the government shutdown could soon end. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it shouldn't be forced to use certain funds for SNAP because they might be needed elsewhere. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Sources tell the AP the NFL's New York Giants have fired coach Brian Daboll. The team is 2-8 so far this season. This is AP News. Two top executives at the BBC have resigned
following criticism of the way the organization edited a speech by US President Donald Trump. The BBC said Director General Tim Davey and News CEO Deborah Turness had both decided to leave the corporation. Turness was in London to see her legal teams on Monday and took questions from local media.
I stepped down over the weekend because the buck stops with me. But I'd like to make one thing very clear. BBC News is not institutionally biased.
Britain's publicly funded national broadcaster has been accused of editing a speech Trump made on January 6 in 2021 before protesters attacked the Capitol in Washington. Critics say the edit that was part of a BBC documentary was misleading and cut out a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. Nayan Kim, London.
The Supreme Court is wrestling over whether a former Louisiana inmate can sue over cutting off his dreadlocks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.